This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today lauded the country's nuclear scientists for enhancing India's pride with a fast breeder reactor in Kalpakkam, Tamil Nadu, achieving criticality. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Mr. Modi said criticality is the stage during which a reactor successfully attains a self-sustaining nuclear chain reaction for the first time. This stage signifies the reactor entering the operational phase. Prime Minister Modi termed this a historic milestone in India's nuclear energy journey.
हमारे वैज्ञानिक सिविल न्यूक्लियर प्रोग्राम को आगे बढ़ा रहे हैं। उनके प्रयासों से यह कार्यक्रम राष्ट्र निर्माण में अहम योगदान दे रहा है। इससे हमारी इंडस्ट्रियल ग्रोथ को, एनर्जी सेक्टर को, हेल्थकेयर सेक्टर को बहुत लाभ हुआ है। खेती किसानी से लेकर आधुनिक इनोवेटर्स को भी भारत के सिविल न्यूक्लियर प्रोग्राम ने बहुत मदद की है।
Prime Minister Modi also spoke about the power of wind energy, saying that this power is propelling India forward. He was pleased to know that India has recently achieved a major milestone in wind energy. India's wind energy generation capacity has now exceeded 56 gigawatts. Prime Minister Modi highlighted the ongoing census campaign. He said every Indian must be aware of the census campaign, which is the world's largest census. He urged everyone to participate in this process and make Census 2027 a success.
घर घर जाने वाले कर्मचारियों के पास मोबाइल ऐप है। वे आपसे बात करके उसी में जानकारी दर्ज करेंगे। इस बार जनगणना में आपकी भागीदारी भी आसान बनाई गई है। आप खुद भी अपनी जानकारी दर्ज कर सकते हैं।
Top political leaders are giving a final push to sway voters in West Bengal as the high-voltage campaign for the second and final phase of the assembly elections concludes tomorrow. Voting in the state for the second phase is scheduled to take place on Wednesday. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed a public meeting at Bongaon in North 24 Porgana's district today, stating that farmers' welfare is a key priority of the party. Mr. Modi said the BJP-led central government has doubled the minimum support price MSP of jute, increased procurement threefold and made jute packaging mandatory for wheat and rice while banning single-use plastic to boost demand and support jute mills in West Bengal. Alleging that the ruling TMC syndicate system is hindering mill operations, the Prime Minister asked people to oust the state government for the benefit of farmers.
TMC की निर्ममता ने माँ को रुला दिया, माटी को सिंडिकेट और घुसपैठियों के हवाले कर दिया और बंगाल के मानुष को पलायन के लिए मजबूर कर दिया। साथियों, TMC के महाजंगल राज में छोटे से छोटा नेता, छोटे से छोटा गुंडा भी खुद को सरकार समझता है।
Meanwhile, Trinamool Congress President and Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee is mostly staying in her own constituency, Bhavanipur, with multiple events lined up. Party General Secretary Abhishek Banerjee will address a rally in Magrahat West and join a march in Falta. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval is called on President of United Arab Emirates UAE, Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan. In a social media post, the Indian Embassy in UAE said that both sides discuss measures to deepen comprehensive strategic partnership, regional situation and other issues of mutual interest between the two countries. The India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast heat wave conditions over northwest and central parts of the country during the next 3 days and abate thereafter. According to IMD, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Himachal Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Delhi will experience heat wave conditions till tomorrow. In IPL, host Chennai Super Kings were 33 for 3 in 7 overs against Gujarat Titans at the M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai when reports last came in. Earlier, Gujarat Titans won the toss and opted to bowl. In the second match of the day, host Lucknow Super Giants will take on Kolkata Knight Riders this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.